I'd like to introduce the editor of theleafonline.com, a good brother, Jeremy Daw. He's come to speak his truth to you. Give it up.
Thank you, Vivian. This is the most awesome event that I attend every single year. Thank you so much to all the volunteers for making it happen. And thank you, HempFest, for being here. I know you all brought your reasons for being here. And this, we're all like the ensemble effect. You know how medical cannabis works. It doesn't work by just one compound working. It's working by all of the compounds work together. And that is how our movement is. You might be here for the environment. You might be here for freedom. You might be here for social justice. You might be here for the economy. There are almost as many reasons to be here as there are cannabinoids, but I want to talk about one reason that I've been thinking about a lot lately. I come from Berkeley, California, and where I lived, we have practically every week we have another rally. People taking to the streets, banners high up in the wind, talking about how Black Lives Matter. And of course they matter, but my only problem with these events, the only problem I have with these rallies, is that we all go home at the end. I go back home to my life of privilege, and I'm aware of it. And there are others who go home to a very, very different life. I got a taste of this last year. I got arrested for cannabis. And it wasn't actually that big of a deal. I was able to get out of it. But I am pissed. I am pissed as all hell at the way that those cops humiliated me. They truncated my freedom. They took it away. And then, even just after one incident, one time in my life, I'm still pissed. Well, there are people who live with this every week. There are people who live with this practically every day. I know that you've read the ACLU report, the one that talks about how African Americans are 3.75 times more likely to be arrested than their white counterparts, even though we all use this herb at the same rate. Well, let me tell you, my arrest didn't end up in those statistics. They didn't even bother to write it down. How many more arrests are like that, that aren't even counted, that we don't even know about, that the ACLU doesn't even know about? And so what is my suggestion for what we can do after we get the word out, after we take to the streets about how Black Lives Matter? We need to go not to our homes, but to our phones, to our letters, to our emails. We need to talk to all of our legislators. We need to talk to our governors. We need to write the president. We need to talk about the way that if the state can't use these cannabis laws in a way that is racially fair, you don't get to use them at all. We are taking them back. We are taking back our freedoms. I am tired. I am tired of taking the streets in protest because things aren't right. When's the party? When do we throw the party? Because we did it. We ended it. 350 years of staining history brought to an end, and we all get to look to each other. We all get to pass the joint to each other, and we all get to know that everyone in the circle is equal under the law. Thank you so much for coming here to help make it happen. Please join me. Let's make this future happen and support HempFest. Thank you.